Gonna do the birthday scam now. I'll call a gentleman who he got a bill from one of these medical facilities from lab work that was done on his ex-wife. And so she had since been removed from his insurance, and he thought he had it all cleared up. But of course, it's never really cleared up, is it?
No.
So we're gonna call and try to collect on that.
The lab work was for STD checkup.
James, hi. This is Joe calling from. How are you this morning?
Oh, pretty good.
Sorry to track you down at work, but we had some lab work that we did for you recently, and I'm just trying to... Pardon me?
You didn't do no lab work for me. I cleared all this up with a guy from there about a month ago. It's under...
Yes, that's your wife, I understand?
I cleared it all up. We've been divorced. And he supposedly was going to fix everything in the computer and...
Do you have a name of this person that you talked with?
I have no idea.
Yeah, see,
I mean, that was a month and a half ago.
I don't see anything in my records about that. All I know see is that we did the lab work.
Yeah, but if you look back, because it's on mine, but she has her own, and for some reason the doctor's office is screwing up.
Well, all I know is the insurance company hasn't paid for it, so we have to bill you directly for it.
Well, she's not on my insurance.
And I don't know what happened between you and your wife, but that's not our issue. We just need to get
this. Well, her lab work's not my issue because we've been divorced.
You know, a lot of people will claim maybe that they're separated, maybe they're still together or whatever sometimes.
Well, do you want
to get out of
my divorce decree?
I just want you to pay the bill and we can get this cleared up.
Well, you can want one hand and the other because it ain't going to happen.
Excuse me?
I said you can want one hand and the other and see what's going to happen. Because I'm not paying the bill and
there's no
I've already
reason.
Went through this with... One of your guys?
Well, here's what I think we should do. Right now, you're responsible for this bill. You pay it, and then you collect it from your ex-wife.
My ex-wife?
Yes.
No, I don't talk to her no more.
Because that's between y'all. You know, we're not in the marriage counselor business.
Well, I'm not in the paying bills that I didn't do business.
Now, have you seen a copy of the bill?
I've seen 20 copies of the bill, I even sent them back to y'all.
Do you know what the lab work is for?
Gonorrhea and chlamydia.
Right.
See?
Now, I'm not at liberty to give the results of the test, but...
I don't want to know the results of the test, because
well,
I ain't...
I would suggest, perhaps, that maybe you get yourself tested.
Well, I hadn't been with her in over a year.
Sure, right. I know how that goes. When people get divorced or they break up, they still... Sometimes they have trouble cutting the cord, as it were. And sometimes they still get together.
I thought you just said you wasn't into marriage counseling.
Well,
see?
This is a unique case. I'm in the business of trying to stop the spread of disease.
Yeah, and I'm in the business not to. You don't even know if my divorce is over. Maybe that's the reason we got divorced.
For all I know, you gave it to her.
I didn't fool around on her, and she didn't fool around on me, and that has nothing to do with
what you got it off the toilet seat. Oh, I've heard that a million times.
That has nothing to do with what you're calling me for, right?
Well, it does, because I have a personal stake in this. I didn't want to have to tell you, but I ended up contracting it from her myself. I slept with her ex-wife.
Okay.
And now I have it.
Okay.
And it's your fault.
I didn't give it to her. What are you saying you slept with my ex-wife for? I could care less if you slept with my ex-wife.
She told me you were a lousy lover, too.
What the hell are you trying to do, mister?
I'm trying to, A, stop this burning, and then, B, I'm going to come over and kick your ass.
Would you like the address?
Let me give you an address so you could talk to Dean and Raj.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's not right.
This is courtesy of your friend, Carrie.
Oh.
Isn't that your new girlfriend?
Yeah.
You better get her tested.
Oh, this ain't right.
Happy birthday, James.
We have showers moving in. There's a front coming right at us. Tornado watch now in effect. Or is it, Raj? Is it getting close?
It looks like it's past Hallettsville.
Just the very edge of it is coming into the Sealy area right now.
Right,
looks like.
On the southwest side and kind of going up, you know, doing that line it does up towards the north. And
Brenham, up to Brenham right now.
So it's moving fast, I guess, is the only good thing about it.
It's going to, by like 1 o'clock, I think, be out completely. And then it's off to Louisiana for this thing. But it could dump 2 to 3 inches of rain. We're watching for possible tornadoes. They have a tornado watch in effect until 1. Some areas getting 2 to 3 inches of showers. It's currently 66 in the JohnEagleHonda.com Weather Center. Hello.
Oh, the hell's this?
Dean and Raj.
Dean and Raj.
Yes. Hey there, Roy.
The two guys who put the VD in Valentine's Day.
Perhaps.
You know, fellas.
What?
I'm not just all about good looks, sophistication, and wit.
Okay.
I'm also very romantic.
Yes.
So allow me to pass along some Valentine's poems I have written for y'all.
Oh, okay.
You can use these. I know you need it.
All right.
Roses are red. Violets are in season. How about a conjugal visit, because I'm in prison? Well, here's one that you can try. I love you, my darling, with each and every breath. I would have bought you a gift, but blew my money on meth.
Nice.
And this one's my favorite. All rednecks use this one.
All right.
You are my missus. I am your mister. Your sex is the best I've ever had since my sister. Later. Nice.
But here's the good news. We have Sting tickets coming up. We're going to give these away here in about 10 minutes. That would be a perfect Valentine's gift, wouldn't it? For you and the loved one to go see Sting.
Sting is coming in February the 23rd, which is, you know, about less than 10 days from now, and at the Smart Financial Center in Sugar Land.
All right, we'll have those tickets here in about 15 minutes.
Morgan Freeman here. Today's Valentine's Day. You looking for the perfect romantic destination? Well, then visit us here at the Sweetwater Motel. For just $39.99 a night, it's an unforgettable love nest for you and your lucky gal. Get swept away in the romance of our coin-operated vibro bed. And shake your love life to the next level. Enjoy delicious confectionaries from our vending machine on the second floor. Just follow the ants. Enjoy the mystery of figuring out where that hair on your towel came from. Yes, romance is in the air. And so is the stench of B.O. from the perv watching you from the window as you writhe in passion and pain from the bedbugs. The Sweetwater Motel. We'll leave the bullet-riddled bug zapper on for you. I know. You're wondering why Morgan Freeman's doing an ad for a disgusting motel? Because with a voice like this, I can convince you to do anything. That's why I make a load of money.
And we'll try to send you to see Sting right now.
Sting, Thursday, February 23rd, Smart Financial Center. You can go if you can answer yet another fascinating, informative
Sting question.
Trivia question that we have devised here on the program.
These are good. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Here's the deal, Doc. We're good. A scientist let honeybees sting him on 25 body parts to find out which body part would hurt the most when stung by a bee.
This dude won a Nobel Prize for this.
This is important work.
It's a scientific study. Which body part do you think, according to this very scientific study, is the most painful place to be stung by a bee?
Wow.
I know. There's so many choices.
And be careful, please.
Let's say on the upper forearm.
Upper forearm, interesting upper forearm
on a
choice.
On a scale, a pain scale of 1 to 10, the upper forearm is a 2.3.
Oh, you actually have the scientific research free party. Okay, so not upper forearm. Thanks for trying.
That's a low pain area.
Well, upper forearm is a place where you get tattoos and stuff. So, I mean, you're used to that. And this scientist, Dean, he tested all the tender areas as well?
He did. This is 25 areas of the body, including all the naughty regions.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's just use adult vocabulary on this, people.
Peter, how are you?
Hi, thank you.
Pretty good. So, Peter.
Is that your guess?
What is the, according to scientists, the most painful body part that you can be stung on by a bee?
The forehead?
The forehead
is probably painful, I'm guessing.
Not. They did the skull. A skull is a low pain area. It's in the twos. It's only in the twos.
So not the skull. All right. Who's on hold? Dick?
Cindy.
Morning.
What is the answer?
Inner thigh.
Inner thigh. Now, we're getting in some tender and sensitive areas.
The thigh is in a moderate pain area. It's a 4.7 on the thigh. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, the most painful area scored a 9 out on the 1 to 10 scale. Mm-hmm. And we haven't even gotten close to that yet. Thanks for playing. Joe, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Dean?
Joe, you heard the question.
Yes, sir. Nostril?
The nostril.
You know, we may have to accept that.
We will accept it, Raj, because it is correct. You win, Joe.
Yes.
It's the nose.
The nostril scored a 9.
Wow.
Now
this man let the bees literally sting his genitalia.
The scrotum scored a 7.
A 7.
The shaft of the male member
scored a what?
Scored a 7.3.
And the swelling came in handy.
The buttock scored a 3.7. That barely counts. You have a lot of fat there. I mean,
you know,
that's where you get shots there.
A lot of padding.
I don't want to be one of those people that question science.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
But if I have a choice between the nose and the scrotum, I'm going to let the bee sting my nose. I'm going to just tell you that right
even
now.
Even knowing what you know, that
even,
this Nobel-winning scientist proved
you
don't want it down there.
I think that this is skewed because it's just a man. This does not
include
take
what?
Into account a woman.
Women's genitalia?
Yeah, although women have high tolerance for pain, so.
Oh, here we go with the baby thing.
About the baby thing with the women. they have a higher tolerance of pain, women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
That's possibly true.
Fact.
Certainly a higher tolerance of just to tolerate men.
To round out the other high pain areas to be stung, the nipple, 6.7.
Mm-hmm.
Upper lip is an 8.7. That up in the...
That seems... Yeah, I was thinking the lips.
Yeah.
So is Susie.
Those are the painful spots. Joe, you've done it. You're on your way to see Sting.
Thank you, Dean.
The nose, the most painful body part to be stung on. Science!
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. If you ever order Uber, when you get in the car, make sure you're actually getting in the Uber car. Washington Capitals hockey player Andre Burakovsky hopped in a black Infiniti in Washington, D.C., only to find out it belonged to some dude named Manny Nicholas, who just happened to be parked there. But Manny's a cool guy. So he gave the Capitals forward a ride home anyway. He also posted a pic of him and the hockey star on Instagram. No word if Andre gave Manny any money, but I know who didn't get any cash. The Uber driver. That's today's Wild Pitch.
And we are watching rain and showers and some tornadic. Is that a right word? Tornadic activity that's moving through the area. Tornado spotted on the ground. In Rosenberg earlier, also tornado spotted over First Colony, and radar indicates that it could still be on the move, Missouri City, Stafford area, and then on up into the, you know, Bel Air area. I mean, that's what they're looking
it's
at.
Just right like now. Following a line out along 59/69 and kind of working its way towards us.
Yeah.
We're going to have to. We've already been told to listen to the building management here, but we are staying on the air. Unless they tell us to move, then I'm get my ass out.
They have
out.
It kind of in a line towards Pasadena, too, a little bit, sort of across the bottom of the loop area.
Right.
And that's borne out here. Warning I'm reading from the Weather Service that this tornado warning is in effect now until 9:15. Severe thunderstorms also capable of producing a tornado located over First Colony. Flying debris could be an issue. And then all those towns we were just talking about could be impacted by this.
I gotta believe the water's pooling up too along 59 mm-hmm. on the service roads and, you know, all the places it always does because it'll drain quickly, but it's pooling up when you're in the middle of it.
So they say take cover now if you're in this area. That's not something to mess around with. Or don't hang out by the window and watch for it because it may be disguised in the thunder shower, they're saying. We're getting a lot of warnings and updates from Susie's phone, which has been going off regularly here in the studio.
Actually, pretty darn accurately ahead of other stuff.
Yes.
Which I'm pretty impressed with.
Well, I've been in constant contact with my wife, who was in the bathroom, because it went right over. She, in that very area you're talking about, her and our daughter's school. And she was, the power went out. She said it was very loud. And then it went over. It's past, I believe, the house now. And the power did come back on. But it's coming right up that corridor.
She said the walls were shaking.
Yeah. But that could be just wind, you know.
What are we hearing about schools, Susie?
Fort Bend ISD schools are taking a shelter in place right now. They say all the students are safe. There's a severe thunderstorm warning in and tornado warning in Galveston County expiring in 30 minutes.
Okay, we're watching that for you. We'll keep you up to date here. We're getting all the information in the Eagle Weather Center. Back in a moment.